Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, Eureka police officers responded to a call from a resident of a house on Cooper Lane in Eureka who reported intruders in his house and that he had armed himself. When officers reached the scene, they heard yelling and gunshots from inside the residence and repeatedly ordered the resident to come outside unarmed. A crisis negotiator was called to the scene along with the county SWAT team, county mental health response unit. The resident refused exit, and a standoff ensued. Officers spotted the resident several times during the negotiations, both in and out of the house, and armed with a handgun. 10 o'clock yesterday morning, the resident, 36-year-old Jeffrey Morgan Wood, exited unarmed and was taken into custody by police. A search warrant for the residence has been requested, and Wood was booked in the county jail on a weapons charge. Humboldt Bay and CAL FIRE crews responded to a fire at the 200-square-foot warehouse in Fairhaven yesterday morning, and with the assistance of mutual aid companies from across Humboldt and Dilnort counties, fire crews were able to save more than half the building, as Chief Ken Woods explains.
We put probably almost 4,000 feet of hose on the ground, and, you know, a lot of water, you add that weight, it's very labor-intensive, takes a lot of people, in addition to getting inside and then knocking that fire down, cutting the roof, just used a lot of material and a lot of personnel.
Chief Woods went on to describe the work involved in battling such a large fire and such a massive building and the teamwork it took to extinguish the blaze.
Oh, it was huge. It made all the difference in the world of putting that fire out, and in addition to using the fireboat as well. But we had, you know, a 200,000 square foot building with heavy fire, one end working its way towards the other, and numerous crews inside working together, establishing water supplies, pulling lines, and just cutting the fire off eventually and saving half of that structure.
Fox Farm issued a statement yesterday thanking the firefighters and reassuring customers that they are open for business. Randy Gans, Vice President Security National, said, and I quote, "We at Security National are eternally grateful for the incredible ability and bravery demonstrated by the many men that fought this fire to containment. It was only because of these extraordinary efforts that the majority of the structure was saved." The Sheriff's Office received a call from a man who reported an intruder was inside his residence in the 6300 block of Loma Drive in Eureka yesterday morning. The man, who found 21-year-old Fortuna resident Michael Barkus allegedly sitting in his chair watching television, asked Barkus to leave and reported that Barkus responded that it was his house. That resident then called 911, and before deputies arrived, Barkus fled the scene on foot and was quickly located, detained, and arrested by deputies. Barkus was booked into county jail in a probation violation, providing false information to a deputy, and residential burglary. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Despite closing down the plaza and increasing its presence in the city, the Arcata Police Department had a busy night Halloween, one that ended with numerous arrests and a sergeant in the hospital being treated for facial lacerations after being hit with a bottle. Thousands of people were in the downtown area. Arcata Police, with assistance from Fortuna, Ferndale, Eureka, Riodale, HSU, the CHP, and the Police Academy cadets, patrolled the area. The sergeant was hurt while in the process of arresting a female who had been involved in a physical fight. A crowd gathered, and several objects were thrown at officers, including the bottle that injured the sergeant and caused a wound that required several stitches. Another man was detained after being spotted carrying an AR-15 rifle, and although it was unloaded, he was carrying the fully loaded magazine on his person. Weapon was confiscated for safety reasons. Officers responded to more than 100 calls for service, including dozens of medical calls. 9 people were arrested on public drunkenness charges. The driver of a tractor-trailer hauling frozen fish was reportedly going too fast for the road conditions on Highway 199 Sunday night, and he lost control of the truck. It overturned in the roadway. The driver, Juan Calle, was not injured in the accident, and the northbound lane of 199 was closed for several hours until the truck could be removed. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.